Now, compared to 10 years ago, the number of Czech men willing to pay for sex has rocketed. Nightclubs in Prague attract many foreigners, including the numerous British stag party groups passing through the city. But Czech men now make up half of the clients in Prague's sex trade establishments. Since most men tend to believe that women practicing prostitution are willing participants, the Ministry of the Interior and the International Organization for Migration are planning to launch a joint awareness campaign beginning in May. Linda Maštalíř has the story.
Since the fall of communism, the border areas of the Czech Republic have become a focal point for prostitution. The daily Mladá fronta Dnes reports that roughly 80% of the clients in border regions are still foreigners, mostly from Austria and Germany. So, come May, the Znojma region in southern Moravia and the Plzeň region in western Bohemia will be the first targets of a new campaign drawing attention to the trafficking of women. The awareness campaign, which is to be launched by the Czech Interior Ministry and the International Organization for Migration, will aim to dispel the myth that most prostitutes participate in the trade willingly. Jitka Juričová, the director of the Crime Prevention Department at the Interior Ministry, is one of the initiators of the upcoming campaign. I asked her how the Czech Republic figures in the regional sex trade business.
The Czech Republic is a source country, which means that people are taken from here abroad. We are also a transit country because we link the poor East to the wealthy West. However, we're also a destination country because as far as the prices of sexual services are concerned, the costs here are very reasonable for clients from the West. The economy is still on a different level than in Germany or Austria, for example, so the prices here can be a third less, though lately they've also been rising since we entered the EU.
Although the Czech economy still lags behind its Western neighbors, the paper Mladá fronta Dnes reports that Czechs spend an astonishing 3 billion crowns per year on commercial sex trade services. In short, the sex trade is a booming business in the Czech Republic. Surveys also show that over the past decade, Czech attitudes to commercial sex have evolved. In 1993, only 9% of men admitted that they had experience with sex for payment, and today the numbers show that 14% of Czech men have hired a prostitute. These figures indicate that the Czech Republic scores well above the European average, which hovers somewhere around 10% in other EU countries. Lucia Sladková, the director of the International Organization for Migration in Prague, believes that not enough men understand the problem of women trafficked into the sex trade industry, and the new campaign will target these potential customers. She explains who exactly is trafficked into the Czech Republic.
If we talk about Czech Republic as destination country, it is more and more of the girls and women from former Soviet Union countries, I would call it Russian-speaking countries, mainly Moldova, Ukraine, but also from European countries, Bulgaria and Romania.
The Ministry of the Interior and the International Organization for Migration hope that their new campaign will help curb the trafficking of women. Men will be encouraged to report incidents of abused girls to an anonymous telephone line, which will begin functioning in May.
Linda Maštalíř reporting.